We do know that workers and families are in the grip of the worst cost of living crisis in a generation. They've seen pay, they've seen their prices rise beyond what their pay packets can bear, and many of them are genuinely feared how they will get through the winter. Today, the government had an opportunity to give those families certainty, to give those support, to make sure, to give them assurances that they would be able to manage. While there are measures that are announced in today's budget that we in Sinn Féin welcome, and indeed many measures that we've been calling on you to do for many years and quite a while, I'm afraid that the government missed this opportunity. I think that you had the wrong priorities in a number of areas and made the wrong choices. The government made a choice not to give household price certainty this winter by reducing electricity prices to their pre-crisis levels and keeping them at that point. You made a choice not to protect the most vulnerable from the impact of inflation, leaving them worse off next year than they were last year. And you made a choice to forget the squeezed middle in your unfair income tax package. Minister, these were the wrong choices. Before today, our people faced crises in housing and in health, runaway rents and unaffordable house prices, over 900,000 people on hospital waiting lists, our emergency departments overflowing with capacity, our healthcare staff facing burnout. And unfortunately, when we pare back all of the numbers and all of the big announcements that have been announced today, for many of these crises will persist this winter and next. Indeed, for many, it will worsen. A Sinn Féin government would have had different priorities and make better choices, because the true test of this budget is whether the most vulnerable households will be better off or worse this winter compared to next year, whether it would have planned for the future and delivered improvements in health service and tackled the housing crisis. But unfortunately, Minister, for far too many, I believe this budget has failed that test.